Yehuda. From there, it should be a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara answers, Ki katoni di yasani. What it's talking about over here is, if she had enjoyment. Ki katoni di yasani. Here we're talking about if she took enjoyment. In other words, lechatchila, we tell her not to have enjoyment from husband, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Just we're talking about a case here that she didn't listen, and she went ahead and she did have enjoyment from her husband. So then it says that if she'll go to her father's house, she'll be over the level by Yachad Devorah and she'll get Malkus for it. So far, it's not a kasha in Rabbi Yehuda. Tanan, we learned like this. It says in another case that if the husband says, she'atzenenes li'ad achag, I make it an issa neder that you can't have any enjoyment from me from now, let's say, Purim time until Sukkot. In teluchi leveis avich ad Pesach, if you go to your father's house from now until Pesach. So it says here that hochel afnei Pesach, if she goes to her father's house before Pesach, asur banosi ad achag, then she's also to have enjoyment from her husband up until Sukkot. Umuteres lelach achra Pesach, but after Pesach, then she's allowed to go to a father's house. And the Ron speaks out the Chiddush is that we should not think that in a case where she went before, so then she's also to have enjoyment from her husband until Sukkot. So maybe after Pesach we should tell her, like Midrabona, not to go to her father's house, that she should remember that she has an Issa Neder not to have enjoyment from her husband. That we don't say. But rather after Pesach we say she's Mutera, she's allowed to go to her father's house. But it says, Holcho, if she went to her father's house before Pesach, then Asura. Then she's also, she can't have enjoyment from her husband until Sukkot. But Loi Holcho, if she did not go to her father's house, then Loi, then there's no wish that she is allowed to have enjoyment from her husband. So again, it's a kasha on Rav Yehuda. Here we say that Kol Zaman, she didn't do the Tanai, we let her have the enjoyment, not like Rav Yehuda. So the more answers, Amar Rav, Rav says no, it could be, Hu Adin Rila Diafilu Loi Holcho Asura. Really, even if she didn't go, even though she didn't go to her father's house before Pesach, still she's also in the Rabbanan, like Rav Yehuda Shita, to have enjoyment from her husband. But like this, Holcho, if she went to her father's house before Pesach, and then she has enjoyment from her husband, the din is Asura V'loika, she's also in the Raisa, and she'll get Malkus for it. But Loi Holcho, let's say she did not go to her father's house, then Asura B'Yalma, it's only Nisim the Rabbanan, we're afraid, we tell her to wash yourself, don't have enjoyment now, because maybe you'll forget yourself and go to your father's house later. That's only like Rabbi Yehuda Midrabbanan. So far, it could be good, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. This Gemara says, Meisra, you have a kasha. Says in the Seftum, that somebody says, Ki kazu olai hayoim, this bread is also to me today. Im eilech l'makam pleini l'macher. If I'm going to go to this place tomorrow, then today there's an issa neder, I can't enjoy myself, eat this bread today. So it says, Ochel, if the person ate the bread, harezev abal yelech. There's a laugh, there's an Indian divan, he's like, he's be'isser, not to go to this place tomorrow. So mashma, he's allowed to eat the bread today. The judge says, if he did eat the bread today, then tomorrow he can't go there. But I call upon, of course, not like Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Yehuda, you're even allowed to go there. According to Rav Yehuda, you should be allowed to eat the bread today. But I forget, according to Rav Yehuda, since we tell you not to eat the bread today, so then tomorrow you should be allowed to go there? What should be the issue of going there tomorrow? It's only a problem for you if you ate the bread today. Then you don't want to make yourself be over an issue, so we tell you, you can't go there tomorrow. But according to Rav Yehuda, that we tell you not to eat the bread today, what's wrong? Why can't you go there tomorrow? Gemara says, Mi katoni oichel? Does it say here that you're allowed to eat the bread today? Ochal katoni. It just says, if you did eat it. The chiyochel arayz of Baba Yelech. It goes according to Rabbi Yehuda also. Havad lechatchila, we tell you not to eat it. Just if the person went ahead and ate it, then we tell him tomorrow he can't go to this place. He's over Baba Yelech. Now the Gemara is the kasha. Holach arayz of Baba Yachel devoroi. It says, what if he goes? He's over by Yachad of Aroi. Mahalach loy. The Girsa Ram says should have been is that you should be allowed to go there. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how come the Tosefta didn't say a big Chiddush? The Tosefta should have said that since you're not allowed to eat the bread today, so if today went by and you did not eat the bread, then tomorrow you're allowed to go there. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it should have said a Chiddush that you're allowed to go there tomorrow. If so, the Kasha Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Kasha Rabbi Yehuda. How come the Brisa doesn't say this? And this the Gemara answers, O Malach Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda answers, Hu Adin really the listening Mahalach. Really the Brisa could have said this for Chiddush. that since I say lechatchila you're not allowed to eat the bread today, so if you did not eat the bread today, really tomorrow you're allowed to even go there. You're allowed to be mahalach, you're allowed to go there. But I did do Tony Reisha. Since the Reisha says, Ochal, it says Ochal in the Reisha, the Loi Misni Loi Oichal, it can't say the Lashon if he would eat it. But it says Ochal, it can't say in the Reisha, the first case, Oichal, is Tony Sefer Halach. That's why it says the first case, that if he goes, he's over by Yachod Amari. In other words, since the Bryce before wants to tell you that the case you're over by Yachod Amari, you get Malkus, where she did eat it, so therefore, it doesn't want to say cases if you didn't do the Issa today, that tomorrow you're allowed to go there. Because the Sefer is like the Reisha. But really, if it would have been a separate case by itself, it could have said this Chiddush according to Rabbi Yehuda. It could have said that if you watch yourself and don't do the Issa today, then tomorrow you're even allowed to go there. Now the Ran says, Linyan Alocha, the Ran holds his Kaim Lon Rabbi Yehuda. We talk about like Rabbi Yehuda. Since the Mor before says the Moed Rabbi Yehuda be'er mekayne me'ne b'shin l'mochor u'min ishak lina v'tayin alibe sh'momin l'yuchos ha'kabosei. Since the Gemara has a shak of a tayin, you can say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, mashma, that's taka the way we paskin. So in such a case, we make an issa today. If you do something tomorrow, so we tell you today, be careful and don't do the issa today. Because we're afraid, maybe tomorrow, the tonight, you won't be nizzy, you won't watch yourself so much, and you'll be over there tonight, and that will make you over the issa. So therefore, look at Chilum and the Rabbanu, we say today, don't do the Issa today. The end of the Mishnah says, Oimel Isha, somebody says to his wife, Koinein, Sheini Misham Shecha, I make like an Issa Ned that I cannot live with you. Is a Reza Babayachad of Arroy, the Ned is Chal, and the husband is also to his wife. He's also with the Issa Babayachad of Arroy. Freddy Gemara, how is the Neder Chal, Vo Mishtabed Lo Midi Raisa, the husband has a chiv to live with his wife Midi Raisa. The Pasuk says, Sheirok Susav Yenosa Leigora. You can't hold back from your wife, Sheirok Susav Yenosa. For Yenosa means you have to live with her at the times when you're supposed to. So how can you make an Issa Neder, you're not going to live with your wife, you're Meshubet to her, like you have an obligation to do it. So like the Ran says, it's considered, like since you have an obligation to do it, it's not called in your Rishus. So it's considered like you're answering something not in your Rishus on somebody else, on your wife, that you can't do that. So Gemara answers, Bi'oimer ha'noz tashmish cholai. We're talking about that the husband did not make a neder like he can be with his wife, but he said that the enjoyment of his wife, like the wife, the body of his wife, becomes us at him. Ha'noz tashmish cholai. And he doesn't want to do it. In other words, you say that the neder is, he puts a neder upon her. He makes her body like with an issa neder, he can't have enjoyment from her. So, and that the neder is chal upon her. Now, what do you want to say? He's mashur, but he has to live with her. But that's the klal of ein machilun loy liyodim dover osaloy. Since he put an issa upon her, so maisi, he can't be with her now, because she's also to him. So therefore, by nadorim, this is chal. And a raya from this is the Yomar Rav Kana. Rav Kana says, if a wife says to a husband that tashmishi alecha, I want to make an issa that you can't live, that tashmishi you're living is also to me, as we say no kaif noisa, we force her, or misham shosoi, he has a right to live with her. The shibudi mishabedisle, because she's mishubit to a husband. So therefore, again, she's not no rishus. She can't make an issa upon herself to a husband. But let's say she says hanos. Tashmish cholai, she makes an issa neder that his hanor, the enjoyment of his living, should be osur to her. Then taka osur, then she's osur to live with him. Why? Because the klal is shein machivim loy liyodim dover osur loy. Something that's osur to you, we don't make you eat it. So here, you have a right to put the issa upon the other person's body to you. So she puts the issa upon her husband, that her husband's body is like osur to her. So that issa neder is chal, it's chal upon itself. Once it's chal, we say, even though she's meshubit, she has a chiv to be with her husband, but I call upon him, since the body is osur to her, is ein machilin loy liyodim dover osur loy. This we'll see later on. By nedarim, a neder is even chal of atles ha-mitzvah, because of the same svara. The neder is chal upon the chayfetz. Once there's an issa on the chayfetz, then we can't tell the person to do it, to have enjoyment from this chayfetz. But that's the chal of ein machilin loy liyodom dover osalo. We can't ask you to eat something that's also. See, now the Mishnah says like this: Shavua sheini yoshin. If somebody swears that he will not sleep, rosheini medaber that he will not talk, rosheini mahalach that he will not walk is also. Halacha by Shavu, it's chal even on a dove shein by mamish, because halacha is Shavu is a nisagavra, it's chal upon the person. So since it's chal upon the person, he made his Shavu, he cannot sleep, he cannot talk, he cannot walk, it's also for him to do any one of these things. What about if a person says, korban loy oichalucho? It should be a korban that I will not eat by you, or else ha korban sheichalucho. It should be a korban while I will eat from you. Or else loy korban loy oichalucho. It should not be a korban where I will not eat from you. All these three lishernes amutar, these are not lishernes of an iser shvua. And the Ran explains, the first case is that korban loy oichalucho. Should be a korban that I should not, would I not eat from you? If he says he means a lashon of a shavua, he means to swear, and he's swearing like by a korban. So he says that's not a lashon of a shavua. That's called b'chaye a korban, and that's not called a shavua. Shavua means you have to either say the word I swear, a lashon of a shavua, or else say Hashem's name. But just saying like by a korban, I will do this, that's not a lashon of a shavua. And if you want to say no, he means to make it like a korban. He means to make an issa like a nether over here. So he says also, he's saying his korban lo yechlecho, where I will not eat from you. So he says it's also muta, because what he's saying is it should be a korban what I'm not going to eat from you. Okay, but mashma, what you will eat from him is not going to be a korban. Therefore, if you say korban lo yechlecho, it's muta. Then the second lashon is ha korban sheyechlecho. Should be a korban what I will eat from you. Also, it's mutter. So the Ran explains this case, the reason why it's mutter. If you say a lashon of ha korban sheich lecho, because what you mean to say is like a lashon of a shavua. You mean to say like you swear you will not eat this. And a lashon of a korban is not called lashon of a shavua. It's more or less just saying like the chayah, the life of a korban, you will not eat this. That's not a lashon of a shavua. Therefore, v'lemidi koma. And the last part of the Mishnah, loy korban lo yechlecho, which is mashma that what I will not eat is not a korban. So it's mutter, because our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir, that you do not say bichla lav atashmayhein. Like really what he's saying is it should not be a korban what I'm not going to eat. Which is mashma that what you will eat should be a korban. But since our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir, it's good that you do not say, we do not hear this bichla lav atashmayhein. Now the Mishnah Gemara says like this: Mani masnis nudos al Mishnah go like.